Network. At the BASF Global Media event in North Carolina, a new concept was advocated for weed management. Red River Farm Network's Don Wick has more.
BASF has launched a new approach, moving away from the idea of managing weeds to on-farm weed eradication. Vice President of U.S. Crop Agricultural Solutions, Scott Kay, says a different mindset is needed.
That last weed in the field is probably the strongest weed. It's the most capable weed. It's also probably the most genetically resistant weed in your field. And we need to take that last step to eradicate it from your field, including hand weeding or taking a bean hook that I grew up with as a kid.
If you let a weed like Palmer amaranth go to seed, it can produce 500 million seeds and become a long-lasting issue.
What we want to change is the dialogue is that accepting that one weed means you're going to live with having to control them across your field and farm, right? A lot of people don't stop and clean out their combine after each field. And so they may have drugged that resistant weed into the next field or that species into your next field. And so I think for us it's saying, let's be very thorough in terms of achieving weed control. And let's make that last step into on-farm or in-field weed eradication.
Farmers are spending 3.5 times more than what they did just 10 years ago trying to control weeds. Scott says that warrants a fresh look at weed eradication. Reporting from the BASF Global Media event at Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Don.